All right, let's see. Exercises 72.1. Put in A, N, or the. Or the. Number one. This morning I bought A newspaper and blank magazine. Blank newspaper is in my bag, but I can't remember where I put blank magazine. All right. So here you need to make sure that when you put an indefinite article, the thing hasn't been mentioned before. And when you put the definite, you know exactly, or the reader knows exactly what you're talking about. All right, makes sense? So take a minute and insert the correct articles. Please take an active participation in this audio class, as I always advise you to do, which means repeat, repeat, repeat. And when I give you this minute to actually write things down, do write them down and then correct. And in a minute, I'm going to correct them for you. All right, a minute to write it down. All right, so this morning I bought a newspaper, because any newspaper, right? They're not specifying which one. And a magazine, right? Again, we don't know which one. So it's an A magazine. The newspaper is in my bag. Why the? Because the newspaper that I bought this morning. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember where I put the magazine. The magazine that I bought this morning. Make sense? Alrighty, moving on. Number two, I saw blank accident this morning. Blank car crashed into blank tree. Blank driver of blank car wasn't hurt, but blank car was badly damaged. Take a, let's say, a minute and a half to insert everything. And make sure you understand the sequence of the nouns. All right, a minute to write it down. All right. I saw an accident this morning, blank. Now, this is the first sentence. We don't know what she's talking about or he's talking about. So we put an indefinite article, an, because accident starts with the vowel A, right? So I saw an accident this morning. A car crashed into a tree. Now, a car, any car, we don't know, crashed into a tree. I don't know which tree, just a singular car crashed into a singular tree. A car crashed into a tree. The driver of the car wasn't hurt, but the car was badly damaged. The driver, because the driver of what? Of a specific car. Of the car that I mentioned before they hit the tree, wasn't hurt, but the car, the one that got into an accident, was badly damaged. So again, I saw an accident this morning. A car crashed into a tree. The driver of the car wasn't hurt, but the car was badly damaged. Make sense? Alrighty. Moving on, number three. There are two cars parked outside. Blank blue one and blank gray one. Blank blue one belongs to my neighbors. I don't know who blank owner of blank gray one is. Let's do a minute and a half to write it down. All right, let's see. There are two cars parked outside, a blue one and a gray one, okay? So a generally speaking blue one and a generally speaking gray one. The blue one belongs to my neighbors. The blue one, the car that I just mentioned before, the car that I see outside of my window. I don't know who the owner of the gray one is. All right, doesn't make sense. The owner of what? Of the car. The gray one that I saw outside. Okay? All right, I think it's once you make all of these exercises, it's going to get clearly and clearer for you, so you're not going to make a lot of mistakes. Number four. My friends live in a blank old house. I think I just gave that one away. In blank small village. There's blank beautiful garden behind blank house. I would like to have blank garden like that. A minute and a half to fill this out. All right, let's see. My friends live in an old house. Any house, I use an indefinite article N. In an old house, in a small village, right? So my friends live in an old house in a small village. There's a beautiful garden. So in an old house, in a small village, nothing specific, new information, therefore I put an indefinite article. My friends live in an old house in a small village. There's a beautiful garden behind the house. So there's a beautiful garden, a new garden, right? And this is new information. So I just put an indefinite article, a beautiful, B is a consonant, therefore I use A. There's a beautiful garden behind the house. The house that my friends live in. So it's a specific house that I just mentioned. All right, good. I would like to have a garden like that, right? I would like to have a garden like that. A garden as beautiful as that. Good. 72.2. Put in A and or the same thing, basically. Number one. This house is very nice. Has it got blank garden? A minute to write it down. All right, let's see. This house is very nice. Has it got a garden, right? Any garden, nothing specific. So we use an indefinite article. Good. B, it's a beautiful day. Let's sit in blank garden. A minute to write it down. All right. It's a beautiful day. Let's sit in the garden, right? Why? Because when you say let's sit in the garden, you mean a specific garden. You don't mean just a garden. Any garden, you mean usually the one that is outside of your house. Kind of like the ceiling, the sun, the moon. It's the garden, the one right there. Letter C. I like living in this house, but it's a shame that blank garden is so small. right, let's see. I like living in this house, but it's a shame that the garden is so small, right? We use the because there's one particular garden in the house. That is usually the case, right? So I like living in this house, but it's a shame that the garden is so small. Good. Number two. A. Can you recommend blank a good restaurant? A minute to write it down. Right. Can you recommend a good restaurant, right? Why a good restaurant? Well, first of all, any. In this case, he or she means any good restaurant, right? Good is a it starts with a consonant G, therefore we use an indefinite article A. Can you recommend a good restaurant? B. We had dinner in blank, very nice restaurant. A minute to write it down. All right, the answer is we had dinner in a very nice restaurant. Very nice because it's a description of the restaurant, but not a specific one. Good, let us see. We had dinner in blank, best restaurant in town. A minute to write it down. All right, we had dinner in the best restaurant in town. We use the, so definite article with superlative. Best is a superlative, as in good, better, best, or small, smaller, smallest, the smallest, right? So superlatives always use a definite article. Therefore, the best restaurant would always have the. Okay. Number three, letter A. She has blank French name, but in fact she's English, not French. A minute to write it down. right. She has a French name, but in fact, she's English, not French. French, in this case, which is nationality, acts as an adjective, so like nice or very nice, right? So she has a French name. A French name is a descriptive attribute, so adjective. Therefore, we use an A. It's not a specific something. She has a French name, but in fact, she's English, not French. All right? So when we have a descriptive attribute, which could be an adjective or an adverb, we always use indefinite article, which is an A or an N, depending on the vowel. All right. I hope that was clear. Letter B. What's blank name of that man we met yesterday? A minute to write it down. All right. What's the name of that man we met yesterday? In this case, we use a definite article because we're talking about a particular name of a particular person, right? What's the name of that man we met yesterday, right? What's the name of that movie we saw 2 weeks ago? What's the name of the teacher who teaches our English classes? My last name is K-O-C-H-E-T-K-O-V-A. So many of you have made mistakes when writing emails, but I'm nice enough. I always respond. But you should really learn your teacher's last names. Moving on. Letter C. We stayed at a very nice hotel. I can remember blank name now. A minute to write the answer down. All right. We stayed at a very nice hotel. I can't remember the name now. Again, the same thing, right? I can't remember the name of what? Of that very nice hotel we stayed at, right? So a particular hotel. We use a definite article when we refer to something specific. Alrighty, number 4. A. There isn't blank airport near where I live. Blank nearest airport is 70 miles away. A minute to write the answers down. Alrighty. There isn't an airport where I live. I'm talking about any airport because there's none. And so I use indefinite article N because airport starts with a vowel A. So there isn't an airport where I live now, where I live. The nearest airport is 70 miles away. The nearest, because again, nearest is a superlative. And we use the with all the superlatives, the best, the easiest, the nearest, etc. All right, great. Letter B. Our flight was delayed. We had to wait at blank airport for 3 hours. Horrible, right? A minute to write it down. All right. Our flight was delayed. We had to wait at the airport for 3 hours. At the airport, because there's only one, the one that we waited at for 3 hours. The horror, right? 3 hours at the airport. It could be a lot longer than that. All right. Letter C. Excuse me, please. Can you tell me how to get to blank airport? A minute to write the answer down. All right, let's see. Excuse me, please. Can you tell me how to get to the airport? The airport, because, well, generally speaking, there's one in the city, right? In Trieste, you would say, excuse me, please, could you tell me how to get to the airport? Places like Milan or Rome, you would probably need to specify, but generally speaking, there's one airport, so that specific one. So we say, can you tell me how to get to the airport? Good. Number five. Are you going away next week? No. Blank week after next. A minute to write the answer down. All right. Are you going away next week? No, the week after next. The week. So specific week because it's that specific after the next, right? Good. That was an easy one, I think. Letter B. I'm going away for a blank week in September. A minute to write the answer down. All right, let's see. I'm going away for a week in September. Just a generally speaking week. We don't know which week. We know that he or she is going away for a week. So not a specific week. That's why we use indefinite article. Good, letter C. Gary has a part-time job. He works 3 mornings, blank week. A minute to write it down.